Chapter 5. The Water Fountain. Ella.
JP was my daddy. I was sure of it.
I made this song when you were still in my stomach. Mama once told me. JP was there too, and he was my daddy. I put the record back in the box, and then I made myself some food. After that, I fell asleep on the sofa. When I woke up, Mama was standing over me, smiling. I could hear Helen in the kitchen, listening to the radio. Mama sat down next to me, and I remembered the record I found earlier. Mama, I asked, what's my daddy's name? Mama's smile disappeared. Oh, Ella, why are you asking? It's been so long now. She looked over at the closet. Why is the closet door open? Were you looking through my things? No, Mama, I said. I just want to know about my daddy. Ella, said Mama, don't lie. I'm sorry, Mama, I said. Really? Mama shook her head. Don't worry about it. She ran her hands over my hair and smiled again. I like your hair. My hair was different from most black people's hair. Myrna said many times to me, you have a white person's hair. But that was not true. My hair was in the middle of black people's and white people's hair. It was not curly like Myrna's or Mama's hair, but it was not straight either. Thank you, I said, but I did not know why. Let's do your hair tomorrow, said Mama. She looked excited. We'll make it look pretty, and then we can go into town for lunch. We went into the kitchen. Now that Mama was happy again, I wanted to ask her some more questions about my daddy. Mama? I stopped. Helen was still in there cooking something. What is it, Ella? Asked Mama. Nothing, I said. I did not want to ask about my daddy in front of Helen. I decided to ask Mama another time, when we were alone. I woke up before Mama on Saturday, so I decided to surprise her. I went into the kitchen and made us both some breakfast. After I finished cooking, I put the food onto plates and brought it to Mama's room. I opened the door and looked inside. Mama was sleeping in her bed, and Helen was lying next to her. I pulled the door shut. It made a loud noise, and Mama woke up. Ella? I heard Mama say from inside the room. I put the plates back in the kitchen and then ran to my bed. I closed my eyes because I wanted Mama to think that I was asleep. Mama came out of her room and went into the kitchen. Ella, come eat this breakfast with me. I did not move. The food was cold now. Everything was all wrong, and it was all Helen's fault. Helen had to leave. I did not want to share Mama with her. After a few minutes, my stomach started to make noises, so I had to get out of bed. When I got to the kitchen, Mama was sitting at the table, drinking cold coffee. This is lovely, said Mama. I knew that she was lying. Do you ever miss home? I asked Mama as I ate my breakfast. All the time, said Mama. But I miss you the most.
Why don't you come back then? I did not understand why Mama wanted to live in Boston. It was crowded and loud, and it smelled bad.
There isn't any work for me in Alkaloo.
Or anywhere for you to sing, I said quietly.
That was why Mama wanted to stay in Boston.
Yes, that too, said Mama.
She turned to me and smiled.
Let's do your hair.
Mama was so excited to do my hair.
I did not care.
I just wanted her to be happy.
It took a little while to finish. Mama sat me on a chair next to the stove and put the metal comb over the fire. When Granny did my hair, she never used a hot comb, so I was scared when Mama put it up to my head. I was right to be afraid. Mama burned me 5 times.
Look at my beautiful girl, said Mama.
You look very pretty, said Helen, coming out of the bedroom. Do you like it, Ella?
I could see Mama was looking at me, so I nodded and smiled. Yes.
Let's go out for lunch, said Mama. We can go to Harvard Square.
I went to get my Stetson hat, but Mama stopped me.
Leave that old thing here. You don't need it now.
We got sandwiches in Harvard Square. After that, we walked around together and looked at the store windows. They were full of beautiful Christmas things.
Can we get our Christmas tree today? I asked Mama.
That's a wonderful idea, said Mama.
But we did not get the tree. Mama and Helen took me to see where they worked. It was a huge area near the water. There were big ships and small ships, some in the water and some on the land.
We build these ships to fight in the war, said Mama. She pointed to a big gray ship near us. Helen and I work right over there.
Did you build that ship? I asked.
Mama and Helen laughed.
Yes, we did, said Mama. We had a little help, though. She pointed to some larger ships.
We helped build those, too.
I was so surprised. I could not imagine Mama and Helen building those big ships.
We began to walk home after that, but I was thirsty. In Alkaloo, black people were not allowed to drink from all water fountains. There were different fountains for black and white people.
Is there a water fountain I can use around here? I asked Mama.
If you're thirsty, you can drink from that fountain there. She pointed at a water fountain near us.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't want to get in trouble.
You're in Boston, said Helen. It's okay.
I looked at the fountain again. At home, there was always writing near fountains that said, for white people, or for black people. There was no writing here.
Go on, said Mama. Now you have to drink from that fountain.
I felt that I was doing something wrong, but I smiled as I walked to the fountain. When I finished drinking, I nearly stepped on a little white girl standing behind me. She did not say anything to me. She did not look at me. She walked past me and got a drink from the same fountain.
My big girl, said Mama. I felt like a big girl. I felt brave, too.